From the Ag Information Network, this is today's Fruit Grower Report. The H-2A guest worker visa program, contrary to popular belief, does not take jobs from local workers. And the Washington Policy Center's Ag Director, Pam Lewison, says another common myth is that the H-2A program brings wages down.
Now, if you know anything about the H-2A program, it is intended to be cost prohibitive on purpose. And part of that cost prohibitive nature is the adverse effect wage rate, which is effectively the minimum wage that you can pay an H-2A worker.
And this year, here in Washington State, Lewison says that wage is $19.25 per hour.
That is the least amount of money that you can pay not only an H-2A worker, but any local employee working alongside that H-2A worker doing the same job.
But in the field, Lewison says, the wages seem to get pushed even higher.
So while we have an anecdotal wage of about $23.50, what is causing that wage to increase so far is that minimum threshold of the $19.25, because no one is going to show up for the state minimum wage of $16 if they can go somewhere else and earn $3 more just because there is someone there that has a visa.
Lewison says what we've seen in agriculture is wages are artificially increased significantly rather than depressed, as some recent legislation suggests.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.